And let's talk sport with Brent Costello from Win TV. Hello, mate.
G'day, Dan. How are you?
I'm okay. And look, Andrew Symons, I woke up Saturday morning, as most people did, and turned on the news and dead in a car crash. Just one of my favourite players ever, Andrew Symons. One of those players who perhaps didn't quite reach their potential as well.
Yeah, you listen back to some of the stuff, don't you, over the last 24 hours or so, and a lot of people saying probably should have played a lot more cricket for Australia than he did. And, yeah, you're right, he's just a colourful character, wasn't he? He was fantastic, not only on the pitch, but in the commentary box in more recent years. And, you know, you think back to some of his innings, just a powerful hitter. His bowling as well was fantastic. So it's just been a really horrific time for cricket, hasn't it, the last few months? Shane Warne, Rod Marsh, and now Andrew Symons. So thoughts with his family. You know, he's got the two young kids, which is just absolutely tragic that their dad won't be there anymore. And, just a really sad time, Darren.
Yeah, very, very sad. And I mentioned that, you know, he didn't perhaps reach his potential. I mean, he did play a lot of one-day cricket for Australia. Yeah. He played a ton of white ball cricket, but only 26 test matches. Should have probably been 46 or 56. But he was playing at a time when our test cricket team was pretty darn good, so it was hard to get into. So
that's it. Exactly right, yeah.
All right, let's move to footy. You had a game down there on the weekend?
Yeah, we did. Obviously, Port Adelaide, North Melbourne, and a good win to Port Adelaide. They hadn't played here for about a decade. We spoke to Ken Hinckley about it on Friday. He didn't actually coach the last game they played here. He was sick, so Alan Richardson filled in. But, yeah, really big win for Port Adelaide by 69 points. They're slowly getting their season back on track. That puts them in 10th spot on the ladder now. That's their fourth win of the season, and just outside the top eight by one win now. So they're coming good for power after starting the season 0-5. Some other good results over the weekend, or unusual results, if you like. Gold Coast knocking off Fremantle yesterday. No one would have picked that, I think. Fremantle obviously started the season really well, but Gold Coast have taken down some really big scalps this season so far, so maybe they're better than what we think. And Stewie Jew handling the pressure beautifully, with obviously all the talk about Alistair Clarkson potentially going there next year, and obviously there's a job there for Al Clarkson now at GWS as well, with Leon Cameron coaching his final game yesterday. But that was a magnificent win by the Gold Coast Suns. There's no doubt about that. No other huge surprises over the weekend. I guess St Kilda had a pretty season-defining win over Geelong by 10 points, but that's been a little bit sour with the news of Jack Steele, their captain. He's going to be out for an extended period with a shoulder injury, so that's really difficult news for them. But apart from that, most results probably went the way we thought they would over the weekend.
Yeah. Have you put your name to the Last Push to Play website yet?
Absolutely,
yep.
I have.
Good on you.
I tried to do it about 10 different times. I definitely did that as soon as I had the chance to on Friday. So a great campaign. If you haven't seen the commercial yet, do yourself a favour and have a look at it, because it'll put the hairs on the back of your neck standing up, that's for sure.
Yeah, it's beautifully shot. And the website for people to go to, believetasmanian.com.au, and you can watch the video and put your name to that for our team, hopefully in a couple of months' time. All right, let's go to TSL. What's happening there?
Yeah, no, huge shocks over the weekend. In fact, it was pretty heavy thumpings in every game. I guess the game of the round was down at the Twin Ovals, and we expect Lauderdale to come out a little bit stronger than what they did after having that really good win over Launceston a week or two ago. But it was a dominant display by Kingborough. They kicked 6 goals and done the opening term and never looked back from there to cruise to a pretty comfortable win in the end, 138-75. Launceston absolutely wiped the floor with North Hobart, 169-29, and a massive win to North Launceston too, over Glenorchy, 141-14. So it's a lot of hidings on the weekend. Launceston still on top, 6 wins, 1 loss for the season. Tigers and North Launceston both on 5 wins, 2 losses, and rounding out the top 4 is Clarence with 4 wins, 2 losses, and the game in hand as well. They had the bye on the weekend.
All right, where are we up to with the A-League?
Well, we had those, of course, those finals on the weekend, and Adelaide United had a really good win in their elimination final. They've ended the Central Coast Mariners season 3-1 on the weekend. And in the other elimination final, we had Western United taking on Wellington Phoenix. So That means we've got our two contenders now to take on Melbourne City and Melbourne Victory next weekend now in the, I guess they're called the semi-finals ahead of the final the week after.
Mm. I guess. It's just, I just think it should have been, really, the A-League season should have been finished a month ago. I mean, I know they want to run
it longer.
Hey?
They want it longer.
Yeah. Anyway, yep. NPL, so Devonport, still top of the ladder. Good win over Clarence here at Valley Road on the weekend, 2-0. Well done, Strikers. Liverpool won the FA Cup. Now, I don't know about you, but I used to watch the FA Cup when I was a kid. It used to be on the ABC, and I'd watch it every year because it was just fantastic. But now it's on one of those streaming channels or whatever it is, and you just you have to pay to watch it. Tragic. Hate it.
Yeah, makes a lot of things are these days, aren't they, unfortunately?
Yeah, I think it's Paramount or something like that. But anyway, so Liverpool, so they've won a couple of trophies, and they might even get the European Championship as well. All right, mate, thanks for that, and we'll catch you on WinTV tonight from 5:30.
Sounds good. Thanks, Dan.